This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. We are all dealing with a lot right now, collectively. Record COVID-19 cases in this country, record hospitalizations, widespread unemployment, financial insecurity, and a lot of us won't even be able to spend the holidays with loved ones. It's a lot. Some employers get that. They are responding to the increased stress on their workers. Some employers don't. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
It's been a tough couple weeks for Courtney Copenhaver, a pharmacy technician at a hospital in Elkhart, Indiana, that's seen a surge in COVID patients.
We've been severely short-staffed. I mean, we don't really have time for lunch breaks.
Copenhaver says she's struggled with depression and anxiety and woke up recently with a migraine coming on, so she took a mental health day off of work.
You know, how can you take care of patients if you can't take care of yourself?
In a recent Marketplace Edison research poll, about a quarter of respondents said their employer had given them additional paid time off during the pandemic. Mike Spinelli is the head of HR at Boston software company AppNeta, which is giving employees every other Friday off until the end of the year.
The intent was step away from your screens, you know, step away from your Slack, take time for yourself.
But these kinds of benefits most often go to those with higher-wage white-collar jobs, potentially leaving out many low-wage essential workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.